Okay. Sunday, April 7th, 9:48 a.m. I'm out here in the studio / garage with Miss Licky. Let's see. So I've been painting on my panel about my father. It's going back and forth about the title. It's right now. It's Jacinto's 1957 American Dream. It depicts where we lived in Pleasanton in the workers' quarters on this farm that my father and mother worked on, and it shows me, my sister, and my sister, and my mother, and my father, and our one pet Pedro, the parakeet. And I'm trying to depict it as best I can as far as how I remembered it. I do have a photograph that I'm kind of working off of, but it just gives me some details about things that I'm going to use. I've been working on this here for the past about week and a half a lot, and it's been a lot of fun. So I've been listening to Spotify mostly on these a lot of jazz, and this latest playlist that I'm on is Post Bop Essentials. And who was that? That was just starting to play there. It's called Vertigo Remastered, of course. Jackie McLean, saxophone player. And let me sit back down. Anyway, so yeah, this past week has been rain off and on. Right today, it's a nice, beautiful day, but it's still kind of cold out here in the studio / garage because there's really no heat. But what I did do, and I think I mentioned it, I purchased a propane heater, and it's really been great. I can really heat this garage up a lot. I sized the propane heater for this size space. It said 400 square feet, and that's what you need for it. But actually, it on the lowest setting, it heats it up enough for me to make it comfortable to paint, even with the window open on some colder days, so I can make sure I get good ventilation. So that's really been a great addition to the studio / garage. What else is going on here? Not much, really. yeah, I'm scheduled for surgery next month. And I got a tumor that's got to come out. And they said that it's got a 5% chance of being cancerous, which they did a biopsy, and it's not, from what they can tell. But it's right now it's in a good spot. They said I don't have to take it out, but I'll have to monitor it and make sure they know what it's doing at all times. So, I figured let's just go ahead and get it taken out now. He says it's in a good spot. It's between two muscles. It's not near any important things like my intestines or my bladder or nerves or blood vessels or anything like that. So, major blood vessels, I guess. So right now would be a good time to take it out. So I said, yeah, I'm not getting any younger, and it'd just be a lot harder to recover from surgery the older I am. So let's do that. The one downside for the dog is that she won't be able to accompany on my walks for a while because I'm not supposed to strain myself, I guess, after getting cut open. I'm assuming it's kind of like the quadruple bypass I had. Not as serious, though. I had a lot of restrictions on that as far as anything I could do or movement or what have you, although they did want me to walk, and I followed their walking schedule as much as I actually, right down to the letter. And so I kind of recovered from that. Let's see. Okay, so lately, as far as art is concerned, I've entered another competition to be have my work shown. But the problem is, it's way up in Chico. And the deadline was last Friday to enter at least three pieces, which I did. And it's about Hispanic artists in Northern California, I guess. And they want to, I guess, get a sampling of stuff. I hope at least one of my pieces gets accepted. And let's see, I entered my latest one of my latest paintings, the self-portrait at 70. And then after that, I entered the Generations of Fathers painting, and the last one I entered was my painting Santa Cruz underscore California. And luckily, they didn't give any kind of time restriction. Usually, they say nothing older than the last 2 years that we've been working. So this, I think the Santa Cruz painting goes back to 2008, I think, or 2011, something like that. And yeah, I think it is 2011. And then the Generations of Fathers was later than that. And then, of course, this other self-portrait was just done last year. So it'd be nice to at least have one of those shown. But again, the downside is it's up in Chico. At the MONCA, La Monca Gallery or Museum or whatever that is. And so it's a 2 hour, it's a 1 hour and 45 minute drive one way. So if something gets accepted, I'll have to, and if it's one of the big pieces, I'll have to take the truck. if it's just the self-portrait, yeah, the other two pieces won't fit in the Prius. So if it's just the self-portrait that they take, I can at least drive that up in the Prius and it won't cost me so much gas. But the truck's not a bad ride. So if they take one of the bigger ones, that's okay too. So 1 hour and 45 minutes. So basically 2 hours one way. So that's a 4 hour trip plus one the time I'm there just delivering it. So that's let me say another half hour, you know. Because I'll have to probably eat when I'm down there, or at least take a little walking break or something. And I won't be able to take the dog with me because I can't leave her alone in the truck for very long. And I don't know how she'd do on that long of a trip anyway. She likes going with me on the car, the truck though. So that'd be she's kind of my dog. Margaret says that my wife says that when I leave. She sees me go out the door and then she's like waiting by the door the whole time till I get back. So I guess she's my dog. yeah, so when I go into surgery, geez, I'm gonna have to spend the night minimum. And if they said they won't release me until I have a, you know, of course they have you walking around right away, but. So that's not going to be a problem, I guess. I guess there's going to be some pain, but they won't release me until I have a bowel movement. Once I have a bowel movement, I'm out the door. So, but then, you know, she won't be able. She's a jumper. She likes to jump up on me and stuff, and we can't allow that if I have stitches in me or an incision in me. Let's see. Well, anyway, let me. I wanted to post something because it's been a while. What else? Oh yeah, so we have the membership show for the Northern California Artists. The one on Gibbons, and I'm gonna pass that this year. I really don't have anything to show that I haven't showed yet, I guess. The membership show for Blue Line, the deadline for that is at the end of May, so I still have some time to get something done for that. And I've got some other stuff I'm working on. That landscape might be a good idea. And I have another idea for another painting on paper, but I don't know if I'll get around to doing that because I'm just too involved with this one right now. Let's see. Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess that'll be it. Or maybe I'll just, kind of, you know, just kind of, check with you before I leave for the day off this, so you know at least pretty much how long I've worked, and maybe I'll have something else to say. I probably will. So let me get back to painting here. Okay, 11:12 a.m. I had to. Margaret came in from doing her chores outside, and that's when I usually take Miss Licky, also known as Angel, formerly known as Chaos. That's when I take her outside, let her run around and chase the squirrels. Anyway, and usually when she comes back, she wants to eat, so that's what she's eating now. I had the food there earlier, but she didn't was not interested in it, but now she is, so that shows that. That's her routine, apparently. So let me get back to work here. There we go. Okay. 2:17 p.m. I just spent a little bit here, quite a while talking into this thing, and it wasn't recording. So painted quite a bit on this panel, Jacinto's 1957 dream, American dream. Let's see, I redid the floor. I redrew the floor between the couch and the chair and the table, and I repainted the couch from green to blue. There was getting too much green in there, and that seemed to look better. And what else? I redrew my sister that's playing the trumpet. I redrew her arm, and painted the background behind my father's head, which is also the floor, I guess. Redrew the couch some more. Let's see. Yeah, that's about it. Oh, so I know it doesn't sound like much, but it's quite a bit of painting. Okay. Well, I think I'm gonna take a break here. Yesterday I got up at 2:30. Today I got up at 3:30. I think it's kind of catching up to me now. Oh, I didn't take a nap yesterday and didn't take a nap today. I don't think I will take a nap though, but oh man. Been sitting down too long. Let me take a break and stop this and clean up and go talk to the wife. Have the dog follow me around. She's keeping her eye on me. She's sleeping, but when I turn around, she kind of like, is he gonna move now? Should I move with him? Okay. Anyway, so I guess that's it for today. So have a good one.